Recently, RICA and the Thomas Pocklington Trust have published two pieces of research looking at, amongst other things, appliances, the connected home or accessible appliances which we could find in our homes, especially relevant if you are blind or partially sighted or even if you are elderly. Now, we're not just talking about high tech being connected via the web, although that is part of it. We're also looking at perhaps products, white goods, which are accessible, more tactile, for example. We have with us Chris Lofthouse from RICA. Chris, thank you very much for joining us. Perhaps you could tell us, first of all, a bit about the charity you work for.
Yes, well, RICA's a national consumer research charity. We have a panel of older and disabled people, including blind and partially sighted people. And we do research, different kinds of research, like focus groups, survey work, even packaging testing. And we've worked with the Thomas Pocklington Trust on a number of projects looking at inclusive design of things like central heating controls and cookers, hobs and microwaves. The latest research reports which we've done are really aimed at designers looking at the technology of new smart appliances, and also the famous phrase, inclusive design.
Now, myself being visually impaired, I'm very interested in sort of connected products and using things like, if we're to talk about, say, Hive for controlling heating, you know, there's all sorts of add-ons you can get for that. It is very accessible if you're blind via smart devices. Well, you can even get an iKettle now. You can link up to your Wi-Fi if you yeah. want to. So, you know, things are improving all the time, but are the manufacturers getting the message about inclusivity and accessibility into the products yet?
Well, I mean, that's an excellent question. The technology has the potential, and I mean, I think that's the big emphasis for the smart appliances. It's called the Internet of Things. So the Internet of Things means that your fridge or your air conditioning or your central heating can talk over the internet to your smartphone. And obviously, if you then have an accessible app, because that's the key, that gives voice output, you can control or get information about these devices. And so the technology is a leap forward, really, because it's expected to be £25 billion by the year 2020. So this is happening now. And I think that's the key thing, this technological leap of new products is happening now. And really, we wanted to, with Thomas Pocklington Trust, to say, let's make this technology available for people, providing the apps are accessible, providing that people can use the technology to control, you know, the various white goods in the home.
Are then the manufacturers getting the message? Is it starting to get through, or are these products so far, or some of them anyway, accessible really by accident and not perhaps by default?
Well, we've been working on this for a number of years and working with manufacturers to actually at the product design stage take into account older disabled consumers, including blind and partially sighted people, so that they actually listen to us. We have had some success with British Gas, for example, the Hive 2 thermostat, where we did actually work to improve the tactile feedback and the writing, so it had a better colour contrast. So we have worked slowly. However, and this is a big sort of however, many manufacturers do not test with older and disabled people. We actually interviewed 20 manufacturers, retailers and designers. And obviously the market is really driven by a younger audience, as we know, and that is the engine room of development. However, as I say, with smart technology and a voice output, the potential for people using, you know, the technology on their smartphones is there.
Are they then missing out on a market that could be buying their products? You know, we mentioned older people, but, you know, people in their 20s, 30s and 40s, we're all living longer, we're all going to be older people at some point, and we will be quite tech savvy. So could they be missing out on sales there as a bottom line?
Yes, I'm sure they may be, yes. The issues are, in a sense, will the product that you have in your home be usable by you there and then, which, I mean, I know many, many people are not on the internet. So the ease of use of the product in the home is still the important factor. The development of technology, providing the app as I keep repeating, is accessible. And somebody can get voice output. A blind person can control their central heating via their smartphone, as they can do now. But as I say, we're in between this technological leap that is occurring.
If we were to take a step back from the real high-tech stuff, online, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, etc., if we were to look at appliances in general that aren't connected, are they becoming more accessible?
In a sense, they are, but it's a slow burn. As I say, we did interview the manufacturers. They don't test really for ease of use, which is what we found. They test up to the age of 65. And we've been campaigning with Thomas Pocklington Trust to make sure that inclusivity is key within the product design process. And really, inclusive design, as we know, benefits everybody. I mean, let's just take, you know, Apple, the biggest company in the world, that actually, as soon as you pull out an Apple Mac, it talks to you. So somebody can immediately program the computer, you know, using voice. And somebody who doesn't need it can switch it off. That argument is still ongoing because some people do want voice chips in the actual product, in the home, to be able to use it.
So if people aren't very good online, if we were to look at elderly people at the moment, then is there a better choice for them if we're to look at, say, cookers or microwaves to find things that are more tactile?
Yes, well, that's a key bit of work we did with Thomas Pocklington Trust. We did look at cookers, ovens, hobs and microwaves. The question that people would ask, well, which product should I buy? But it's not that simple. And unless you do a range of tests, you can't really name a product. So what we did, we went with blind and partially sighted people to various shops, and we looked at the design features of what to look for, but also importantly, what not to consider, what to avoid. Obviously, tactile feedback of controls is really key. So our guide that is available in print, it's also available in Braille and audio from Thomas Pocklington Trust and ourselves, is called Choosing Cookers, Ovens, Hobs and Microwaves, which is a practical guide for people to have a conversation with a salesperson. And if you get a good salesperson, say in a department store or a specialist shop, it can be a very good conversation to find a product that is better and not make a mistake. I think that's the key thing as well.
And out with just the tactile appliances, then, you know, good lighting in the home can make quite a big difference as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I know Thomas Pocklington Trust have got some good information on this. We looked at energy-saving light bulbs a number of years ago, and lighting in various areas of the home, the new measure of lighting is lumens. The guides that we have tell people, you know, ideas for improving lighting in the home, not least of which for safety, but also for getting around and making the best use of people's homes. So those two guides, the one on cookers and also on lighting, are both available from Ryker and from the Thomas Pocklington Trust.
Just finally then, Chris, if people would like to look at these reports or would like to find out a bit more about, you know, the accessibility reports you did for connected products, is there somewhere they can go to do that?
Yes, well, our website, which is www.ryker.org.uk, we have the inclusive design and smart appliances reports, which I must emphasise are aimed at design students, and they're useful for spreading the word. So if any listeners know design students, children at school who are looking at inclusive design, point them in our direction, because it's the next generation that needs to know about these developments. The other thing to mention, the cookers and the lighting are both, again, available from Ryker and Thomas Pocklington Trust.
Chris, pleasure as always speaking with you, and thank you for bringing us up to date on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much indeed, Alan.